This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities say two former Loveland police officers who forcefully arrested a 73-year-old woman with dementia last year have been charged with official misconduct. There are now warrants out for the arrest of Austin Hopp and Daria Jalali. Hopp was also charged with felony assault. Karen Garner was arrested after trying to shoplift in a Walmart. Her shoulder was dislocated and her arm was broken during the violent arrest. CU Board of Regents approved a $1.3 million payment today for the remainder of outgoing President Mark Kennedy's contract. Kennedy cited a change in the board's focus and philosophy for his leaving. The board flipped to a Democratic majority after Coloradans voted last November. A Mountain School District is considering changing school bell times as a shortage of bus drivers grows. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Eagle County Schools has 18 drivers but needs 35. District officials say standardizing bell times would give drivers longer and more consistent hours. They say the shift would cut costs and give elementary, middle, and high school students the same amount of learning time. Denver Public Schools recently standardized school start times in a bid to recruit more drivers and avoid busing cuts. Pre-pandemic, DPS had 20 to 30 different start times. Eagle County Schools will survey families for feedback prior to making a final decision. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR and KRCC.